This is a waived parole hearing for Charles F. Bush, ABC number 40758. Mr. Bush has waived his right to appear at today's hearing. Mr. Bush is serving two concurrent counts of murder in the first degree, which occurred on October 30th, 1979, and August 30th, 1979. He became eligible for parole on March 4th, 2007. These crimes carry a sentence of 25 years to life, but they are running concurrently. The crimes occurred when Mr. Bush was approximately 22 years old. He was convicted by jury trial on March 13, 1980, and was sentenced on February 15, 1980. I'm not sure about that. Those dates, I think I may have those dates backwards. He had no criminal history before the instant offense, and I would note that he was a veteran and had a general discharge under honorable circumstances. This is his 23rd hearing before the board, and all of his previous encounters before the board have been denied. The board has received a packet that includes a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated January 3rd, 2019 that strongly objects to any parole for Mr. Bush. And we also have several letters from victims also opposing any sort of parole consideration. Mr. Bush's prison discipline history is pretty significant. He has 46 majors, including 10 majors in the year 2016. His last discipline was September 21st, 2016, and that was for prison contraband. That was a minor. Mr. Bush says through his correctional officer on his release plan, he indicates he has no plans and he says he will never be released from prison. He has completed no additional programming since his last hearing, which was in June of 2018. This crime involves two murders, two different victims, but one that occurred in August 30th, 1979. In that crime, he strangled a man and left the man's body in the desert. And the crime that was committed on October 30th, 1979, Mr. Bush killed his victim and then torched his car in an attempt to cover up the crime. Based on Mr. Bush's request his indication that he will never be released from prison, the fact that he waived his hearing and we cannot talk to him and hear his side of any of this, and the fact that the Maricopa County attorney strongly objects to any release, I do not see Mr. Bush as a candidate for release to the community. So I would, unless I hear anything from fellow board members and not seeing any input, I'm going to make a motion that we deny 412A, 411, for Mr. Bush. Based on the year of the crime, we're not able to do a one-year set-off, so it'll be a six-month. But that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. So deny the parole, no set-off, at least type denied, 412A, 411, home arrest. The reasons for denial are serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims. Poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions, and by that I mean the 10 majors that were received in 2016, lack of programming, no release plan, and no family or community support system. Unless board members can think of additional reasons, that will conclude Mr. Bush's hearing, ABC number 40758.